On a blustery spring day at Fort Sam Houston, a line of cars idle with their trunks open, waiting as volunteers unload boxes of food from a semi parked nearby.
I'll go up his trunk. You want to go head in?
Some of the drivers are soldiers who have just gotten off work. Others are military spouses or relatives.
We're moving the cars now.
As they roll forward to collect their rations, most barely crack their windows. Volunteers say that's common because people don't want to be seen.
How are you doing? Good.
One of the volunteers handing out food is Army Staff Sergeant Rebecca Hummer, who's still recovering from tough times brought on by the pandemic. Though she makes just over $60,000 a year, including allowances for housing and food, Hummer still felt the effects when her husband Dale lost his job as a security guard in November.
He was looking to get hired, but because of the pandemic, there were layoffs, so he wasn't able to find work immediately, and we did face some financial stress.
On top of that, the couple had two huge unexpected expenses. Their house flooded after a heavy rain, and their dog was diagnosed with cancer.
It was hard. My husband and I, we save, but we had to kind of cut back on what we normally get as far as choosing either boxed items at the grocery store, a lot less fresh produce, things that were maybe less nutritious. So it was kind of a challenge as far as eating to get by, but that's what we did. And I'm not proud to say, but I skipped meals.
According to a survey from the military support organization Blue Star Families, more than 40% of working military spouses reported losing their jobs during the height of the pandemic. Others had to reduce their work hours, usually to take care of kids who were home and in virtual school. Many are still not back to work full time.
We saw a lot more, I think, job losses amongst spouses of military service members because, you know, child care became an issue.
Christine Abraham is the director of culinary wellness at the Fort Sam Houston Resiliency Center. She says lower enlisted families have been hit especially hard by spouse unemployment.
For the enlisted service member, to keep them from being food insecure, that second income is what made the big difference.
It's difficult to gauge just how many service members are food insecure. Josh Protas is the vice president for public policy with Mazon, a Jewish response to hunger. He says most food banks don't ask questions about military status.
Those agencies really try to protect the anonymity and the dignity of those that they're serving.
Still, he says many of those same agencies anecdotally report that more military families are using their services because of COVID-19. And Census Bureau surveys have shown increased rates of spousal unemployment and economic hardship.
I'm not sure that we have an exact statistic about food insecurity, but we know that it's been increasing.
The Defense Department is aware of figures from outside groups which show food insecurity increased during the pandemic, but it doesn't have reliable numbers of its own. It adds that it's planning on collecting data specific to food insecurity through surveys of active duty spouses. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.